This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking news. 97.1. Covering it live.
Well, you've been hearing the live coverage here with Ryan Wiggins anchoring the announcement of the new Pope. We are waiting to find out who that new Pope might be. As has been described, the crowd of people at the Vatican, all eyes centered on this balcony where the Pope will walk out and the world will then know the direction the Catholic Church has chosen to move in. I think there's a lot of political, not in the, you know, American Republican Democrat sense. There's a lot of political implications by who this group of cardinals came together and chose to represent and to fill this very, very important role in the Catholic Church. The Vatican, the courtyard there is just absolutely jam-packed with people. There's an incredible amount of pomp and circumstance and joy surrounding this event. And for many, we know there are many of you listening out there right now who are very excited about this announcement from the Vatican City. The local time at the Vatican right now is 7.07 p.m. And this is a historic moment. Of course, for those of you who are a part of the Catholic Church, there's a lot of gravity that comes with the selection of the Pope, and there will be lots to discuss after we know the name. Brad, can you tell right now if they're doing coverage of it? Because we have a lot of visuals. We're getting live coverage directly from Fox News, as we are St. Louis's Fox News affiliate here in St. Louis. Let's go back to and listen to the live coverage there from...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fox News anchors, stick with us.
7 p.m. Eastern time, just over 1 hour ago, with the appearance of the white smoke, John. And now it's generally about an hour later that we expect a cardinal to step out on the balcony to announce that we have a new pope there at St. Peter's Basilica. The cardinal will then read the winner's birth name in Latin and then reveal the name that he has chosen to be called. The new pontiff is then expected to appear, as has happened in the past, immediately following on the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square. So all of that could be happening any moment now, John.
Well, as Lauren Graham was saying, that the crowd is voicing names of people who they believe may have been the lucky person who was elected. But what I think we could say with not absolute certainty, but I think we can say pretty certainly, is that it was one of the 133 people who were in that conclave. Let's go to our senior correspondent, Benjamin Hall, and our theologian, Jonathan Morris, there in Rome. Boy, what a scene there in St. Peter's Square, Benjamin.
Absolutely. I mean, we feel it here in Rome. We can hear the scenes. We can hear the shouts from St. Peter's Square. And, you know, what I'm feeling really are two different stories here. You have the human element. You have the robes and the Vatican. You have the secrecy and you have the tradition and the Swiss Guard. But the other element here, perhaps the most important one, is the spiritual element. And that is the one that really will be affected as we look over the coming years under this pope. And I've got Jonathan with me at the moment. And, you know, I think it is fair to say that the church has been somewhat divided recently, the, between the progressive and the conservative. And I wonder if a new pope comes in, sort of how quickly he can change the direction of the church. Does he, if he is a conservative, can he come in? And the way President Trump has executive orders, can he come in and make big changes, pull back on some of the progressive decisions that Pope Francis made? Or is it a slower go?
Yeah, no pope can change the teachings of Jesus Christ, Benjamin. Certainly he can change the vision for how to lead the church and choosing priorities. But in the end, despite our differences, there's one pope. And what I'm, when I'm seeing these people jumping up and down for joy, I'm so relieved. Yes, there were talks about more schisms in the church because Pope Francis was taking the church in one direction that others did not like. When you look out at this crowd of people from every nation, from every land, speaking every language you can imagine, they are not rooting for their candidate. They're thanking God that they have someone who they can look to and be inspired by to find their own path to God.
Yeah, and you know, every nation from around the world. And I wonder how much the church has changed over the last 50 years. It's a much more global church. Three quarters of all Catholics are in the South, Latin America, Africa, Asia. How has that changed the church? I know in the teachings it will be the same, but yeah, it is a different church as a result.
It is, and it's also a different papacy. Not too long ago, just maybe 75 years ago, 100 years ago, the Pope was not the global figure that he is today from a geopolitical and also just from a social media and media perspective. I mean, to think that Pope Francis had his own Twitter account and he had millions and millions of people immediately sign up, and so he could communicate, and he had to communicate with immediacy because the world changes so quickly because communication is instantaneous. And so that's another weight on the shoulders of this pope. It used to be that the pope stayed in the Vatican, did not travel, and was more of a figurehead and was called to certainly defend the deposit of the faith, as Catholics refer to it. In other words, the teachings of Jesus Christ passed down through the scripture and through sacred tradition. But he was not the global figure that he is today. That has all changed.
And in fact, you've seen some of the last popes have real geopolitical influence. I mean, John Paul II, for example, was the first one to push back against the Soviets and communism. And then, you know, Pope Francis as well really was involved in the Middle East. He was in Mosul just after they'd taken it back from ISIS. And you look at the relationship the church has had with with China. And is the pope now a really geopolitical figure? Does he get involved in peace deals, in trying to bring countries together? Is that a new role for the pope over the last 50 years?
It is. The Catholic Church has a massive department for diplomacy, and they have ambassadors that are spread throughout the world, and they're independent. And many nations who cannot get along with people with whom they're in conflict, they look to these, whoop, there we go, here we go.
We see first. Here we are, this.
Cardinal Lamberti.
Mm-hmm. The Cardinal Proto-Deacon.
Dominique Lamberti.
And he's smiling.
He's smiling. He will give us the announcement. Here we are.
Suspense.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. Habemus papam. Habemus papam. Eminentissimum, eminentissimum. Ac reverendissimum Dominum, Dominum Robertum Franciscum, Sancte Romanae Ecclesiae, Cardinalem Prevost. Qui sibi nomen imposuit Leonem decimum quartum.
So the Pope is Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, who's taken the name of Leo the 14th, Pope Leo the 14th. Cardinal Prevost is an American, and he spent most of his ministry in Latin America, in Peru, and also in Paraguay. And he's in the congregations
exactly.
This last week, too. So.
Exactly.
Oh, there we see
there's an American flag.
People are thrilled about this.
Yeah, you know, and there's quite a number of American students. Dr. O'Donnell was here, and he was going to be in the square with his American students. So you can imagine them cheering.
Yes,
it'll be a treat for them, indeed. Yes.
I can imagine the scene. The house I live behind is the Basilica of St. Augustine, where we have also the... The tomb of St. Monica.
Yes.
So it must
beautiful
be a great
church.
Day for all the Augustinians.
Yeah, very special day.
Yes.
Indeed. And looking at his biography in 19, going back to more recent history, 1999, he was elected the provincial prior of the Mother of Good Counsel province in Chicago of the Augustinians. And the after 2.5 years, the ordinary general chapter elected him prior general. Of the order of the OSAs, ministry again entrusted to him in 2007 at their ordinary general chapter. And reading here in October 2013, he returned to his province of Chicago to serve as a teacher of the professed and provincial. He served as, you know, and then and let's see, his roles there in 3rd of November 2014 when Pope Francis appointed him apostolic minister of the Diocese of Chiclayo in Peru, where he served many years, and he was made a bishop there and served there for many years. And then in March 2018, he became second vice president of the Peruvian Episcopal Conference. So working in, as a missionary there, missionary bishop as well in Peru. Here we're seeing these beautiful shots of the Vati drone there.
Yes.
Of the same.
Well, and there we have the big news, perhaps news that many of us were not expecting, that we have the first American pope in history. The pope is Cardinal Robert Prevost, and he's taken the name Leo the 14th. He is from Chicago. He was made a cardinal by Pope Francis himself. He is considered to be somewhat aligned with Pope Francis. On a personal level, he got a BA in science and maths from Villanova. He is 69, which is considered perhaps quite young for a pope to be named. So this certainly is something that many people were not expecting. And Jonathan, I'm going to pass it over to you and say, what do you make of this news? What do you make of Pope Leo the 14th?
An American pope.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it, Benjamin? Yes, he was among the names that we've talked about. I know FoxNews.com has done some work introducing him to the American people in the last week or so. But, you know, there were two possible American names. It was Cardinal Robert Prevost and Cardinal Timothy Dolan. And Cardinal Prevost has been somewhat of an enigma even to the American cardinals themselves, because he has spent most of his ecclesiastical career or ministry serving the people in Peru as a bishop, as a priest, as an Augustinian religious. Listen to this, though, guys, just to show you how American he is. Born in Chicago, studied at Villanova University. There's going to be some parties going on at Villanova today. I can guarantee you that. But Cardinal Prevost was called by Pope Francis to lead a very important department, what's called a dicastery, for the dicastery of bishops. And he stayed very discreet. He did not get involved in any controversies in terms of what's going on in the world. He was very quiet. And we talked earlier about maybe having a quiet pope. He's been a rather quiet leader in a very important Vatican department. I think we have a pope approaching right now.
Of the Basilica.
Very special moment.
Very special moment.
And here he is. There he is, Cardinal.
And the applause going up, the greeting, the waving.
Big
the smiles.
How amazing.
How amazing.
And Dr. Liz Love is also talking about the symbolism of the red that he's wearing. You know, it is a sacrificial role, and that is the symbol of the cloth that he's wearing right now.
And we see this beautiful close-up view from the side there. At the same level as the Loggia. Pope Leo XIV.
Pope Leo XIV.
Amazing. Smiling.
A smiling
and
Pope, yes.
You can see who wouldn't be taken by the moment. And
I think going through his mind, you know, the weight of this responsibility.
Oh, yeah. You can see it on his face.
You can see it on his face.
Amazing.
After this, you're never the same person.
No.
And we're hearing the bands below, the mutual salute of the anthems, the hymns, you know, the Vatican hymn and the Italian national anthem, as we do traditionally at the Easter and Christmas, as we've mentioned.
And after this, now Pope Leo XIV, he will give a greeting and impart his first apostolic blessing, the Urbi et Orbi, to the city and to the whole world.
So that blessing extends to everyone who is watching, everyone who is listening, your family, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. It's a great moment to prepare ourselves for this first.
La pace sia con tutti voi. La pace sia con tutti voi. Fratelli, sorelle carissimi, questo è il primo saluto del Cristo risorto, il buon pastore, che ha dato la vita per il gregge di Dio. Anch'io vorrei che questo saluto di pace entrasse nel vostro cuore, raggiungesse le vostre famiglie, a tutte le persone, ovunque siano, a tutti i popoli, a tutta la terra. La pace sia con voi.
We're just hearing the first words of Pope Leo XIV as he continues. We'll provide a summary here in just a moment as we listen to his words. He's asked everyone to, brothers,
è la pace di Cristo risorto.
This is the peace
una pace
of the risen Christ.
Disarmata, una pace disarmante, umile,
a peace that is disarming and humble and persevering.
Proviene da Dio.
It comes
Dio
from God.
Che ci ama a tutti.
God who loves all of us
incondizionalmente.
Without any limits and conditions.
Ancora conserviamo nei nostri orecchi and quella voce debole ma sempre coraggiosa di Papa Francesco.
The sound in our ears of that, the weak voice of Pope Francis,
Roma,
who is blessing Rome here. We have that fresh in our minds, in our hearts, in our ears, hearing his voice.
Il Papa che benediva Roma,
the Pope who was blessing
la sua
Rome,
benedizione al mondo, al
giving
mondo
his blessing to the world
quella mattina del giorno
on,
di Pasqua.
On that morning, on that day of Easter Sunday.
Consentitemi di dar seguito a quella stessa benedizione.
Allow me to continue that same
bene.
Blessing.
Dio vi ama tutti.
God loves everyone.
E il male non prevarrà.
Evil will
Siamo
not prevail.
Tutti nelle mani di
we
Dio.
Are all in the hands of God.
Pertanto, senza paura,
so without fear,
uniti,
united,
mano nella mano con Dio,
hand in
e
hand,
tra di noi,
with God and among
andiamo
ourselves,
avanti.
We go forward.
Siamo discepoli di Cristo.
We are disciples of Christ.
Cristo ci precede.
Christ goes before us.
Il mondo ha bisogno della sua luce.
The world needs his light.
L'umanità necessita di lui come
humanity
il ponte per essere
him.
Raggiunta da Dio e dal suo amore.
But as the bridge between God and his
aiutateci
and his love.
Anche voi poi gli uni gli altri a costruire i ponti
May we all
con il dialogo,
bridges,
con l'incontro,
with dialogue
unendoci
and encounter,
tutti per essere un solo popolo,
so that we can all
sempre
be
in pace.
One people, all in
Grazie
peace.
Grazie a Papa Francesco.
Thank you, Pope Francis, for all you've done. We're hearing the first words here of Pope Leo XIV, just elected Pope.
Voglio ringraziare anche tutti i confratelli cardinali
like
che hanno
my brother cardinals
scelto me
who chose
per essere
me to
successore di Pietro
e
camminare insieme a voi come Chiesa unita cercando
you.
Sempre la pace, la giustizia,
searching all together for peace and justice,
lavorare come uomini
and working
e donne
together,
fedeli a Gesù Cristo,
men and women faithful
senza
to Christ,
paura,
without fear,
per proclamare il Vangelo,
to proclaim
per
the gospel,
essere missionari,
to be missionaries. Pope Leo offering these initial words, which we're
Sono
just translating on the fly here.
Un figlio di Sant'Agostino.
I'm a son of St. Augustine, and I'm an Augustinian.
Che ha detto, con voi sono cristiano,
who said,
e per voi vescovo.
With you I am a Christian, and for you I am a bishop.
Camminare insieme
so may we all
verso quella patria
walk together towards that,
la quale Dio ci ha preparato.
To the place where that God has prepared for us. May we walk together, accompany each other. To the Church
di Roma,
of Rome,
un saluto speciale.
A special greeting. As Bishop of Rome, of course, a special greeting.
Dobbiamo cercare insieme come essere una
We've
chiesa missionaria.
Look at how we can together be
una
a missionary
chiesa
church.
Che costruisce I ponti,
a church that builds bridges.
Sempre aperta a ricevere
that is always open to receive everyone, just like in this square, to receive everyone, to welcome everyone, our charity, our dialogue and love.
Y se me permiten también una palabra, un saludo.
And now, a greeting in Spanish. Please allow me here to.
A todos aquellos, y en modo particular, a mi querida diócesis de Chiclayo en el Perú.
So to all of you, but especially to the people of my diocese of Chiclayo in Peru.
Donde un pueblo fiel ha acompañado a su obispo, ha compartido su fe y ha dado tanto, tanto para seguir
siendo iglesia fiel de Jesucristo. Where we had such faithful people accompanying the bishop, and we had such faithful people helping the bishop.
A tutti voi, fratelli e sorelle, di Roma, di Italia, di tutto il mondo. Vogliamo essere una chiesa sinodale, una chiesa che cammina, una chiesa che cerca sempre la pace.
We need to be a synodal church, a church that's a pilgrim, that shows charity always,
specialmente a coloro che soffrono,
and especially is charitable to those who are suffering.
Oggi.
Today,
il giorno della supplica alla Madonna di Pompei.
Today is the day of praying to the
Nostra
Madonna
Maria
Pompei.
Vuole sempre camminare con noi, stare vicino.
Our Blessed Mother Mary always wants to be close to us.
Il suo amore.
She always
allora
wants to intercede for us through her love.
Preghiamo insieme.
So,
per questa nuova missione,
let us pray together
per
for this new mission,
chiesa,
for
la pace
all of the church, for peace in the world,
questa grazia speciale
that she will
Maria,
help us get the, give
madre.
Us a special grace, our mother.
Ave Maria, piena di grazia,
Hail Mary,
il Signore
full of grace,
con te.
The Lord is with you.
Tu sei benedetta fra le donne,
you are blessed among
e benedetto
women,
il frutto del tuo
and blessed
seno,
is the
Gesù.
Fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Santa Maria,
Holy
Madre
Mary,
di Dio,
Mother of God,
prega per noi peccatori.
Pray for us sinners,
adesso e nell'ora della
now
nostra
and at the
morte.
End, hour of our death.
Amen.
Amen.
Pope Leo XIV there.
Pope Leo XIV, very interesting. A few themes coming out already there from his speech. Talking about peace. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, saying a greeting of peace. May my greeting of peace enter into your hearts and reach your families. All people, wherever you are, mm-hmm. all peoples of the entire planet.
Right.
May peace be with you. God's okay. peace be with you, he said. And here we see him in his, after having given that opening and beautiful words. Mm-hmm.
Continuing also the message of Pope Francis, where he even said in Spanish and Italian, tutti, tutti, tutti,
Il Santo Padre Leone. A tutti i fedeli presenti
and the Holy Father Pope Leo and to all people and in the square and all receiving or hearing this through new technology online everywhere offers his the plenary indulgence in the formula established by the Church. We pray to Almighty God that he may keep the Pope
and
protect him
la Chiesa
and guide the church and the entire world. Now he'll give this most solemn blessing to the entire world, to all of you mm-hmm. joining us.
To everyone.
So we now prepare ourselves to receive this solemn blessing wherever we are, at home, in your car, at work, wherever you are.
Sancti Apostoli Petrus et Paulus. De quorum potestate auctoritate confidimus.
So,
ipsi intercedat pro nobis ad Dominum.
The holy apostles
Amen.
Peter and Paul.
Precibus et meritis beate Mariae semper virginis.
And
beati Michaelis arcangeli. Beati Ioannis Baptiste. Et sanctorum apostolorum Petri et Pauli et omnium sanctorum. Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus. Et dimissis omnibus peccatis vestris, perducat vos, Iesus Christus, ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Indulgentiam, absolutionem, et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum, spatium vere et fructuose penitentiae, cor semper penitens, et emendationem vitae, gratiam et consolationem Sancti Spiritus, et finalem perseverantiam in bonis operibus tribuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti discendat super vos et maniat semper.
And we just heard the blessing there, received the blessing there of Pope Leo XIV, and to the world, to the city, this most solemn blessing to all of us and all of you listening and watching out there.
What is interesting, he is smiling, and I found very touching the fact that he made reference to his former diocese in Peru and spoke to them in Spanish. You know, very, very touching moment, and how they are thanking them for how they accompanied him. And so from this moment, I think we
you've been listening to live coverage of the selection of a new pope. Very exciting for so many people who have gone quite a wild ride here for Catholics across the world as the last pope had passed away. And what was it, 2 days of voting? And pretty quickly.
Very
quick. From what I understand recently, it hasn't taken as long as, of course, these things could. I heard, I think it was yesterday, that they have gone years without a pope, without being able to select. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost of Chicago, the first pope that is from America. He's chosen the name Pope Leo the 14th. And that is the big news of the day. There's a lot of other news as well to cover, and we're going to get to that here throughout the course of this show. We appreciate you being with us. We wanted to give you the full moment to live in this absolute world history that is unfolding right in front of us. So we appreciate you spending your time here with us on 97.1 FM Talk. We are going to resume our normally scheduled program here upon taking a quick break. Wiggins America next. And we've got a lot to talk about. A huge tariff deal announced with the United Kingdom, among other things. You're in the right place. You're with us here on the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Join us on the Annie Fry YouTube live. You can play along with us there and chat, of course. We're asking you today, are you Catholic? Yes or no? Massive day for Catholics across the world, and we know there are quite a few of you out there in the listening audience. Weigh in today and let us know what your thoughts are on the selection of the new pope. We'll be right back. Everybody gets high. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You've been listening to live coverage for well over an hour now as the white smoke was revealed at the Vatican, a new pope selected, and we now know who that pope is. And of course, we had to dip into our religious expert, Fred Bottomer, to talk about what this all means. Fred, thank you for taking some time out of show prep today to come in and talk about this breaking news. This is world history happening.
Yeah, thanks for asking me. I really do appreciate it.
So what can you tell us? Just give us the laydown of what you think about what happened.
First, I was totally shocked. You know, earlier I had been saying no way, or I guess I couched it a little bit easier. I'd say it's highly unlikely that an American would be named the next pope because it hadn't happened before. And the thought was always that the cardinals would not want to give that much power to someone from a superpower. So that's a bit of a shock that they did that. As the conclave got closer, I saw more people saying it might be time for Americans because the Vatican finances are so bad. Mm. They think maybe they need an American to come in and figure it out. So, I mean, wow. I don't know if that was what the reason was. But you got to keep in mind, he's 69 years old. He's a native of Chicago, born in 1955 in Chicago, spent a lot of time being educated here. And then he went over to Peru, where he was a missionary for a third of his life. He became the bishop of Chiclayo, Peru. And then
I'm glad you said that it's from Peru, because people were thinking that Chiclayo is the Italian way to say Chicago.
Oh,
and it's like, no, it's not. That's not another pronunciation of Chicago.
Right. And then he went to the Vatican, where he serves as the he's in charge of the office where they choose new bishops. So, you know, if you're a bishop in the church or an archbishop or a cardinal, You deal with him a lot. So very, you know, a lot of recognition from everyone that was inside that conclave. He's relatively young, I would think, to be a pope. He's 69. He turned 70 in September. Let's keep in mind, when Pope Francis was elected, he was 76 years old. When Pope Benedict was elected, he was 78 years old. Pope John Paul II was really young, though. He was 58 years old. But he followed the death of Pope John Paul I, who died after just 33 days. So I think they wanted to get a younger pope to avoid that from happening again. But, you know, at 69 years old, it means he should have a lengthy papacy. And he's seen as he will probably stay in the same direction as Pope Francis. He chose the name Pope Leo XIV. And we'll be learning more about some of the reasons why he chose that name. We are, you know, some of the other things about him. He's I guess the first thing we want to say about him is a lot of people thought he wasn't charismatic enough to be chosen pope. You know, could he win the crowds over? Well, seeing him address the crowd, I don't know if it was the American factor or the shock of everything, but I think he did a pretty good job on stage, his first you know, papal appearance. He did a really good job talking there. But back when it comes to being an American, of the 10 cardinals that could have been named a pope, he's the least American of all the Americans. So maybe that's why he was acceptable.
What is it?
Least American. What does that mean?
Yeah. Like, well, what does the American scale look like?
Well, you know, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
Yeah.
Gregarious, charismatic,
American.
Says what he thinks.
Yeah. I get
very
it.
Very American.
Okay.
Robert Prevost.
I like that you just described American that way.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of like,
it.
I feel proud about that.
Yes, the new Pope Leo the 14th is a bit more shy, they said. But it didn't seem too shy when he was standing, you know, from the balcony and talking to the crowd. You know, keep in mind, though, he's now also the Bishop of Rome, and that's why he addressed the crowd there specifically as the Bishop of Rome, as being your new bishop. So that's something to keep in mind, too. You know, I was thinking if you're a St. Louis Catholic, and there's 23% of the population in the St. Louis area are Catholic. Wow. You're probably now just saying, oh, please come to Chicago soon, make a papal trip.
Sure.
You know, come back home. And just imagine what that would be like for Catholics, you know, in the United States, especially in the Midwest, to come and welcome the new American pope.
Back home.
Yeah.
We've got our YouTube poll up for today. I'd love to know of you listening right now, weigh in and tell us if you're Catholic or not, because obviously, if you're somebody who is a Catholic, you're practicing, you understand the gravity of this day from within the faith, I want to know how many of you are out there. I don't normally give results of where we are right now. You said 23% of the St. Louis.
23%.
Right now, we've got 173 votes on our poll, and 35% say yes. So that, I think that tracks a little bit on the more likely to be listening to this station maybe in your afternoon, so that number being slightly higher. But if you're listening right now, weigh in and let us know if you're Catholic. There's a lot of people listening as well, you know, myself not being Catholic. I completely understand the gravity of this moment in time for so many people across the world. Fred, let me ask you a super basic question. As a non-Catholic myself, we've got 64% of 182 people listening right now who have voted who are not Catholic. Can you describe, in whatever amount of detail you like, the job of the pope? So you get you know, you just mentioned that they're the Bishop of Rome as well,
right?
But you also said that they might want a pope who could help them get their finances in order.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking of the pope as obviously a spiritual leader and a spiritual bellwether for the Catholic Church to make sure they're guided in the correct biblical direction. But it sounds like more to the job than that.
It's kind of like Elon Musk. He's got to wear a lot of hats. All right. So he's the spiritual leader of the church. So he's the shepherd of the entire 1.4 billion member Roman Catholic Church.
Wow.
He's the Bishop of Rome, of the Diocese of Rome, and he's also the CEO. So that means he runs the Vatican. He appoints all the secretaries that will take care of all the, you know, all the different jobs, the evangelism job, the bishop's job, the discipline, the congregation, the doctrine of the faith. He appoints all of those people. It's just a hands-on CEO.
Kaylee McEnany tweeted out at 12:28, so within the last half hour, she highlighted some details on Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost from the New York Times. So she pulled this from the New York Times article that was put out on May 2nd of this year. Here are some things that she said. As bishop in Chiclayo, a city in northwestern Peru, he opposed a government plan to add teachings on gender in schools. Quote, the promotion of gender ideology is confusing because it seeks to create genders that don't exist, end quote, he told local news media. Next bullet point, in a 2012 address to bishops, he lamented that Western news media and popular culture fostered, quote, sympathy for beliefs and practices that are at odds with the gospel. End quote. And then the third point he listed, quote, he told the Vatican's official news website last year that the bishop is not supposed to be a little prince sitting in his kingdom. Rather, he said, a church leader is, quote, called authentically to be humble, to be close to the people he serves, to walk with them, to suffer with them. Now, naturally, on 97.1, we talk a lot about politics, of course, and we have seen the Pope in the past weigh in on especially cultural issues, social issues that do make their way into politics. Do you see at this point any political ramifications from the selection of this Pope?
Well, it sounds like he's going to continue the direction of Pope Francis, talking about being, you know, down with the people, mm-hmm. being a missionary, that sort of thing. When it comes to things like the ordination of women deacons or the blessing of people in same-sex unions or the Latin Mass, which is a big thing of Cardinal Raymond Burke, he plays that closer to his vest. We mm-hmm. don't really know where he stands on some of those things. When it comes to things like will he speak out to President Trump or Vice President Vance? I guess we're going to find out. But I think they say, you know, I'm looking here that Catholics, some things that the cardinals might have wanted was someone that could stand up to some of the foreign leaders, not just the American leaders, but Putin, people like that as well, and President Xi in China. So I think we're going to find out, but I don't think we really know.
Yeah. I think these types of things specifically are really interesting to cover in that there's just kind of a different set of rules when you're covering the Pope. The slap fight isn't the same as it is in the political world, which I think is good. You would assume that a faith leader, a church, a Catholic Pope would be above and apart from all of that, although they would still have an obligation to weigh in.
And one thing I want to mention, in case at 2 o'clock, if you start hearing church bells ringing, the Archdiocese of St. Louis has asked all parishes in the area to ring their bells at 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's lovely.
To mark the election of a new pope.
There's nothing like church bells. Real quick, Ryan, I'll let you in here in just a second, but Mark is back today?
Yeah, Mark is back today working on his show, and I don't really... Oh, we've got Scott Jennings scheduled to come on.
Wonderful.
And we've got Brian Kilmeade coming up as well.
Okay, so at 3 o'clock, you're going to want to keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk, and welcome Mark Reardon back to the... I know you're working your tail off, friend. You're the right guy for the right time. Ryan, did you have something real quick?
Just really quick. We saw so many nations represented at the Vatican today. Everybody holding up flags. It was really neat to watch. Is this confirmation of the Pope, is that unanimous, or is that, well, they just had to get 51% to the people?
Well,
the cardinals
it took a two-thirds vote.
Two-thirds, okay.
So there were 133 cardinals that were eligible to vote. 80% of them were picked by Pope Francis, so that's 108 of them. You needed 89 to be elected, so it was a two-thirds vote to get the job.
Fred, thank you so much.
Hi, you're welcome.
We'll be 100% sure to be tuned in here today at 3 o'clock when Mark Reardon is back and continue to get the reaction. You're on top of all of this. Everyone said you got to get Fred in here, so we're thankful for your time.
Thanks.
All right. Wiggins America in the 1 o'clock hour?
Sure.
You got bummed for more important things.
Please.
Tyrus is with us next. Don't go away.